toward the former president, and this is incredibly important, especially when we talk about, again, this is his campaign time. All right, this is his campaign time. Maybe you'll get a question here, David.
Pick up.
President in history, time to seal up the border. A couple of comments, and I believe he's going to be on his way to court here. So, but he keeps lingering, so it's hard to say with him. He can't leave. He wants to make more comments. He'd like to give a campaign speech. He's under this gag order, of course. The gag order that's very limiting on what he can say about the ongoing trial. He can talk about other issues facing America, like the border and so forth. But as far as what's going on in the courtroom, and this judge and his restrictions are pretty tight. And that's disconcerting, to say the least. It looks like he's going to walk away, but you never know. He could turn around again. He tends to do that. Meeting the faithful this morning is the former president of the United States shaking hands again as Donald Trump. David, I couldn't hear what he was saying completely there. Could you share with us? He was talking about Joe Biden. Some he was talking about saving this country. Some Joe Biden being the worst president ever. You have to close the border. We heard that. What else did you hear?
Well, it was a little hard to hear, but he said that Joe Biden is the worst president in the history of the United States. We were hoping he'd make his way back down here again. But you know what's great about this is that, you know, as much as we want to get a question into him, he's more interested in the crowd across the street because he knows that he can go over there and be comfortable, unlike Mayor Adams, who's on a plane getting confronted by people who are badgering him about the insane conditions in New York. Trump's very comfortable with this type of crowd. They're really going nuts. And this is not, you know, these people weren't handpicked to be here. These are construction workers. These are union construction workers in New York. A lot of these guys were also involved in the cleanup of 9/11, you know. So it's really heartfelt, it appears that way. And I'm going to try to get some comments from some of the construction guys when Trump departs. It looks like, yeah,
all
so
right.
I'm stepping back in
so,
here,
so
Steve.
So now, sorry, David, good to,
you know,
good to
I think
have you
he's
back
gonna,
on camera here. All right, so he
yeah.
makes his rounds here. And again, it's a 6:31 he shows up. He sticks around for 18, 19 minutes, because this is the only way he can campaign, and he hopes that some of this gets out to national news feeds. He hopes for that to happen. We cover the event, of course, because it's news. Some of the networks choose not to cover the president because they're in cahoots with the Democrats and all of this, as are the social media companies and so forth, to try to keep him quiet. But his message is getting out. It is being successful. And so, again, you see how he connects with these people, whether it's on a fringe conversation in the morning or on Wednesdays when he travels to different places. There you go. That's what happens, right?
Yeah, it's a multi-front assault going on. The immunity arguments, I think, will start in the Supreme Court today. You have Rudy Giuliani once again indicted just declared bankruptcy, being indicted along with Mark Meadows and Boris Epstein and 11 so-called fake electors in Arizona. And they did this in Nevada. I think they indicted six people, including the head of the Republican Party there. They're doing it in Wisconsin. I think they already did it in Michigan, right, Steve? And then we know what's going on in Georgia. I mean, this is an all-out civil war. This is a coup. This is a weaponization of government that John Adams warned us against and tried to protect Americans from political prosecution through the courts and a weaponized court system. I don't think there's any doubt about it. It's a multi-front war going on against Trump, but he's still holding his own. He's still leading in six to seven battleground states. But, you know, Biden's got the money. He's got the lawyers. He's got a lot of people here. I'm going to try to grab, hold on 1 second there, Steve.
Well, we've only got a second here, David, so if you got something, you can get them in there, bring them on in.
Oh, okay.
But if not, we're gonna take a break here. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to bring them in. How you doing, man?
How you doing? How you doing, David? How you doing?
Good. I'm good. What are you up to?
I'm here just here in my hometown in New York City. Was hoping to see get a glimpse of the president, and sure enough, he did. He shook my hand. He said I had a great hat.
Yeah. Who are you representing today?
I'm here representing the New York Young Republican Club. We helped to organize this as well, get a few of our folks.
Everybody, Vish Burry here, you know, really active on the street. But tell me about this epic welcome and that coup that you guys pulled off last week in Harlem.
Yeah, you know, listen, we knew that there was massive amounts of untapped support for President Trump all throughout the boroughs, and all we needed to do was to get him out there and show those folks that he is willing to reach out and show up in places that just haven't been done before. You know, Reagan was, I think, came to the Bronx back in 84, and really a Republican candidate showing face in New York, in Harlem, at bodegas.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Did you ever think seven years ago, 7 years ago, Trump would get this reception in the inner city?
I don't think any 7 years ago, I would have never thought any Republican would have had this reception. But I think only Donald Trump is
right.
The kind of Republican who
and union workers
Dave,
too
I,
coming
I
out with Trump.
Right,
so
we got to take a break here, just Vish, real quick.
We got a jet.
Real break, real short break. Live from Manhattan, David Zier, Donald Trump, Real America's Voice on the Steve Gruber Show.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere, chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects
like solar. Right, that's what we're doing.
Yep, we're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say,
tomorrow is on. Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.